I want to share with you just for a couple of moments from a prayer request that came in from John in Tucson, Arizona. And here is his prayer request. All my life, I've used women, drank every bar dry, and did what I wanted to do. My heart is a stone. Jesus, I ask you for Ezekiel chapter 36. Now, first of all, John, that means that you know something about the Word of God. To be able to pray a prayer, first of all, to even be on this prayer meeting tonight, John, you know something about the Word of God. You know who Jesus Christ is, obviously. You're asking the Son of God to set you free and to do a miracle in your life. This prayer request tells me that you've had some church exposure and actually a significant exposure, because there's not even too many preachers preach about Ezekiel 36 any longer. Because there's an incredible promise in Ezekiel chapter 36, John, that you are asking for tonight. And I'm going to agree with you tonight that God's going to give you the cry of your heart. And not only you, John, but everybody else online and here in the main sanctuary at Times Square Church that are looking for a victory that only God can give you. But not just a victory, because Ezekiel 36 is about more than a victory. It's about a testimony. It's about a societal change that comes about because of a work done in people's lives that only God himself could do. Now, John, you know about this. That means you've been in church for a long time. I don't know what led you astray. I don't know what caused you to start using people for your own lust. I don't know what sent you into bars to drink until you probably come home drunk a lot of nights of the week. I don't know what caused you to do what you wanted to do, but I do know one thing. You are fed up living this way, and you don't care who knows about it any longer. You want to come back to God. And John, I want to tell you tonight that the Lord's not going to disappoint you. You are giving him an honest cry. You have most likely professed to be a Christian for many years, but you've not behaved like one. But I want to tell you something tonight. God is merciful, and you know that because that's what Ezekiel chapter 36 is all about. As a matter of fact, John, it's one of my favorite chapters of the Bible as well. I'm going to start reading from verse 22 in Ezekiel chapter 36. A promise to the nation of Israel, but it also, of course, applies to those of us who are grafted into the promise through Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I pray, God, in these few moments that I'm going to be sharing, let the kingdom of hell suffer violence. Let hell have to open its gate and release its captives. I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, because you said the anointing of the Spirit that was upon you had given you the authority to release those who are held captive. And tonight, oh God, I pray, Jesus, that multitudes within the sound of my voice this evening would find their freedom that you bought for them on the cross 2,000 years ago. Lord, it's always been there in the scriptures. The desires of your heart are not hidden. God, help us. Help John tonight, Lord, to move forward to what you have for his life. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name's sake, which you have profaned among the nations wherever you went. In other words, you didn't live the way you were called to live as the people of God. You haven't been where you should be, and when you were in a place, you were not speaking what you should speak. Your actions have actually denied the fact that I really am God in you, through you, and to you. But I love the fact that the Lord, even though he has a right to be offended by our behavior, still the very essence of the heart of God is mercy. The essence of his heart is love. It's as if no matter what we do to him, he cannot back away from us. He says, I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which you have profaned in their midst. And the nations shall know that I am the Lord, says the Lord God, when I am hallowed in you before their eyes. The Lord was saying at that time to his own people, you have been scattered in many places throughout the world, but you have behaved in a way that has diminished my reputation. You've not been a people who have been free. Your song has not been a song of praise. Your testimony has not been one that gives glory to what only God can do inside the lives of his people. Remember, the people of Israel of that time, as we are today, were called to be blessed to such an extent that through them, the nations of the world would be blessed. And people from that time were scattered throughout many places. And he says, the way you behaved actually profaned my name. When you declared or claimed to belong to me, and yet the way you behaved, John, going into bars and abusing and using people and staggering home or steering your car all over the road on the way home, coming into your house, maybe to your wife and your children or your family, your mom and dad, the whole time having a background in the Word of God. For I will take you from among the nations. John, the Lord says to you tonight, I will take you from the places where you have been, the relationships you shouldn't have been in, the bars you should not have frequented, the conversations you should not have had, the behaviors that became part of your life and almost became a normal part, but yet are declared to be abnormal according to the Word of God. And I will gather you out of all the countries and I'll bring you into your own land. I'll bring you, John, into that place where God has destined you to be and to walk, the way that your life would bring honor and glory to His name. Then I will sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean. In other words, John, you'll suddenly have a thirst for the Word of God. Suddenly, God's word will no longer be something to be resisted or excused or mocked or pushed away. Suddenly, you'll be find yourself in a place, maybe tonight, John, where you just say, Lord Jesus Christ, would you wash my filthy mind and my life with your word? God, would you give me a desire for things that are holy, that are pure, that are lovely, that are virtuous, that are of good report? You tell me to think on these things, and the God of peace will crush Satan under my feet shortly. I'll sprinkle clean water on you and you shall be clean, and I'll cleanse you from your filthiness and from all your idols, everything that drew you away from the house of God, all the things that you thought were going to make you happy, and they didn't, did they? All the relationships you thought were going to satisfy, every glass of liquor you put to your lips that thought, where you thought was going to give you happiness and temporary peace. And obviously it has not done so. And I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. And I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And that's what you are asking for tonight, John, because you said my heart is like stone. You're asking for a new heart. You're asking for a heart that is tender, that God can speak to, a heart that can be led by the Spirit of God, a heart that is soft, not only to the things of God, but to the needs of people around you. No longer using people for your own advantage, but reaching out to others in the name of Christ who died for them, for their sake and for their benefit. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. You shall keep my judgments and do them. In other words, John, God says, I'll give you my Holy Spirit and I will give you the power to live a new life, a virtuous life, a full life, an abundant life. Then you will dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers. You shall be my people and I will be your God. Many, many have gone before us and have lived in that place of abundance and blessing and victory, that supernatural life that God promises. He says, I'm going to take you and I'm going to put you in that place that others before you, and you know they have dwelt there in victory. I will deliver you from all your uncleannesses. I will call for the grain and multiply it and bring no famine upon you. In other words, suddenly the word of God will find a lodging place in your heart. The Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing comes by the word of God. God's word has the power to create. It has the power to recreate. It has the power to raise the dead. God's word has the power to give us a new heart, a new mind, and a new spirit, a new direction, new life. God's word. Praise be to God. The Bible will no longer be a dusty book on a shelf, but a living book that speaks to your heart every day. And the famine of running around this world looking for satisfaction will no longer be upon you. And I'll multiply the fruit of the trees and the increase of your fields so that you never again bear the reproach of famine among the nations. Never again, John, will you be traveling into bars and places declaring that you once knew God or do know God or were a Christian or a church attender even. Then you'll remember your evil ways and your deeds that were not good, and you will loathe yourselves in your own sight for your iniquities and abominations. There does come a point where we need to feel shame for what we have done. Not for your sake do I this, says the Lord God. Let it be known to you. Be ashamed and confounded for your own ways, O house of Israel. Thus saith the Lord God, on the day that I cleanse you from all your iniquities, I will also enable you to dwell in the cities, and the ruins shall be rebuilt. I will give you the power, in other words, to flourish where you are. No longer will the city govern you. You will govern the city. There will be a huge difference. Your life will make a difference everywhere you travel. Instead of using people, your life will become the blessing of the hand of God to the lives of others. The desolate land shall be tilled instead of lying desolate in the sight of all who pass by. No longer will you be people looking at you and just seeing an empty shell of a person who once maybe dwelt in the house of God. And they will say, this land that was desolate has become like the Garden of Eden, and the wasted, desolate, and ruined cities are now fortified and inhabited. No longer will you be empty, John, but God says, I will build something into you of strength that the enemy cannot come against you and destroy you anymore and lead you by your own inner corruption. Then the nations which are left all around you will know that I, the Lord, have rebuilt the ruined places and planted that which was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. In other words, the thing that will be done in the life of everyone who has an honest heart and is willing, as John does tonight, to cry out to the Lord God for deliverance, I will do something in your life that can only be attributed to me. I will become your song. I will become your testimony. I'll become your healer. I'll become your strength. I'll become your deliverer. I'll become your savior. Everything that you are and have will come from my hand. It will be a testimony about the glory of God through his son, Jesus Christ. And then something happens near the end of this chapter. It says, thus says the Lord God, I will also let the house of Israel inquire of me to do this for them. I will increase them with men like a flock, like a flock offered as a holy sacrifice, like a flock of Jerusalem on its feast days. So shall the ruled cities be filled with flocks of men, and they shall know that I am the Lord. This is what God says. This is the last thing I'm going to do. I'm going to let you start calling out to me for the sake of others, and I'm going to answer your prayer when you pray to me. And your life is going to become an influence in the life of others. And barren, ruined, desolate, empty places will become inhabited. Multitudes will come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ because of what I'm about to do through you and in you. John, that's a promise for you tonight. That's a promise for every one of us who have a heart to turn to God. Say, Lord, cleanse my heart. Cleanse my life. Change me, God. Give me a heart for you. Give me a heart for your work. Give me a heart for your people. Give me a heart for those that are empty, desolate, who don't know how they're going to get through tomorrow. Do something in me that brings your own name to reputation. And let that be my song. Let that be my story. Not that I decided to do something and found the strength, because God, I don't have the strength. But I called out to you and you came. And you gave me the strength, and you began to do something in my life that could only happen by the power of God. That's what makes this an exciting life, actually, when he does what we can't do. It gives us an excitement to be able to face tomorrow, to know that the resource of heaven is mine. The strength of God belongs to me. I have a future. I have hope. I have a promise of life. And when I pray, God will answer my prayer. And he will take empty places, like your home maybe, John, and begin to fill it with joy. Maybe put people around your table that will begin to walk with God that aren't now. He will do things that only he can do. And people who know you will look inside the windows of your house and say, look what the Lord has done for them. Because you made the choice to let Jesus Christ be Lord of your life tonight. You represent a lot of people, my friend. You represent what's going to have to happen if we're going to experience a spiritual awakening in this country of significance that will touch our neighborhoods. Praise be to God.